Inside the 50 is Vandenberg. Brayshaw has put it through.
That's sorry, better. Jim. I think it's Brayshaw directly. Not a strength of his game, this. Directly in front. Oh! It was a single arm up. Parkeroon straight away style business. Angus Brayshaw we're talking about, who we have on the line now. Gus, welcome to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, James and Bill.
Now, we were just talking, like Dennis Cometti calling one of your rare goals, and then I had two as well. What happened round one? I saw you miss twice, and I know your tiny little brother also missed when it mattered. What happens to the family?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, our old man that was never good at kicking goals, and it sort of went down. Andrew's got it worse than I do. I don't know. I was just gassed. I've just done a big effort, Uncle James.
Uncle James.
Pushing back inside 50. I was running on empty and just hugged it left, unfortunately.
Well, you know your uncle kicked nine for Claremont against West Perth, so you're aware of the fact that...
In the reserves.
Exactly.
Your old man, that's where it stops.
Yeah.
Don't worry about him, Uncle James. Shut up for a while. Speaking of your little brother, Andrew, he was back home, I saw. I assume he still is. And you've been training together. That's lovely.
Yeah, it is. It's good, Bill. His girlfriend lives back here, so he chose to isolate back here, which is a nice thing to do. But we get one training partner as part of all the government things. So it's been good to catch up, and he's real fit as well. So we're working hard and staying fit and waiting till it all comes back, hopefully, sooner rather than later.
You're down the street at the park doing ball work, or where do you do it all?
There's a few footy grounds around the place that have posts up where you try and go to one of them just to, you know, if they've got the lines painted as well, it just makes it a bit more like it would be for a main training session during the year. You can have shots on goal and run between arcs and do bits and pieces like that. So there's one in Sandy and Trevor Barker Oval, which is pretty popular. Cool. So, yeah, it's actually too popular because now all the rules are saying you can't train together, so people have got to find other spots, otherwise they get fined pretty heavily. So, no idea.
I went for a run the other day and couldn't get on the oval. Was that that many people? I thought, I'll just go home. What we've really got you on for, Gussie, is the Barbie onions. And I don't know, it's just swept it like Joe Exotic, Fernicum. He's bigger than that, is Angus Brayshaw. Have a listen to this, Jim.
Welcome, everybody, to the Angus Brayshaw Barbie Onion Experience. Who am I? I'm just a humble Barbie Onion lover. You know, just a man who is speaking for the people.
Oh, there it is. Now, tell us what's going on here, Gus.
Well, you would know all about Barbie Onions, Bill, I reckon, with a little bit of sauce on a snag in a piece of bread at a Bunnings sort of setup. You'd be all about that. So, basically, we've got a few boys at the club who love their Barbie Onions, and we've got a group chat, and we just send through photos when we're having it for dinner. And then Big Gorney was looking for ways to keep the group together. And obviously, we're isolated, but we're doing heap of like on that Zoom app. You guys know what that is?
Yep.
But we're Zooming in a couple of times a day or whatever just to stay in touch, and I thought I'd give the boys a how-to Barbie Onion sort of cooking show, and it's pretty funny, well-received, and then I thought, stuff it, I've got nothing else to do, so I may as well take it to the people, and it's been well-received so far.
Does this come from your half-wit of an old man? Because his joint in Sandringham, he refers to as the home of barbecuing. Have you learnt this behaviour from him?
No, he isn't a historic onion barbecuer, so I'm not exactly sure where I picked it up from, but I'm glad I have. It's onions are real healthy as well, so they're not I'm in shape still, so smashing the heap of Barbie onions isn't gonna kill me, which would be good for you as well.
Yeah, make
Bill,
you fart.
All I can see here, if you get Angus _ Brayshaw 10 up,
yep.
I can see there are lots of comments, and most of them negative about the Barbie onions because no one gives a stuff. But I can see one Jono Brayshaw, being your cousin, saying, both the onions and your melon make me want to cry.
Not bad. Yeah.
Both comedians, you two, so...
I'm reading it with interest, Gus. You're the chairman, president, CEO, onion expert host, and produced by Danielle Frawley.
Yeah, so we've been isolated. She's her mum and sister got back from America a couple of weeks ago now and had to self-isolate. So I've taken Danielle under my wing and I'm showing her the ropes on how to produce onion related content, and she's taken to it like a duck to water. She's loving it.
Well, you are an item, which is very nice. Swinging hands, which is just lovely. I love that young love. But there was a worry there because you weren't allowed to see each other, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend. But now I see the government's backflipped and you can visit your partner now.
It's been a sort of back and forth couple of days. We've been crunching the numbers, seeing where we're going to stay and how it's all going to work. I'm sure that heaps of people are in the same boat. Yeah. So, it's tough times. But, yeah, I saw it being reversed. I'm not really sure how long that'll last for in the current situation. It could go anyway. So just got to keep pumping out Barbie Onion content, Bill, and let the rest take care of itself.
Well done.
You're not quite as tight as your father, but you're not too far back. The recent pay cut, how are you coping with that?
We're very fortunate. It could be way, way worse off, and there's a lot of people who are doing it really hard. So, I'm comfortable enough, given up however much it is. So I'm not sure what the numbers are looking like over the next couple of months, but it could be a lot worse, couldn't it?
Do you pay rent at home?
Oh, I've moved out. I'm in Elwood with Aaron Vanderberg. So hopefully, the rent cuts come through for everyone, and we, as a sort of society, we get a bit of relief. But we're doing all right.
All right then, young man. Well, I'm not sure the path you're headed, but I haven't been for 20-odd years, so the Barbie Onions is not that big a stretch. But see if you can stay just remotely sane during these times.
Yeah, you too, lads. Just tune into the Onions page and that'll look right up you.
Righto, Gus. Good on you, mate.
Come on.
The Onions, Jim.
Yeah, mate.
What's going on? What's going on with your family?
I don't know. And Hamish over in the West Australia, he puts up an Instagram page dedicated to the helmet that Angus wears. So I think they've all got some issues that I can't understand.